Yesterday, Ken told you what happens when you add operators in one similarity orbit. Today, I'll tell you what happens when you multiply them. First, this is a joint work with C.K. Fong. And this will appear in the proceedings of AMS. Well, I'd say Empress. And the starting point, again, there were results from the six, well, old results about products of special operators. There are fewer than the sums of special operators. So here are some old theorems. Halmos-Kakutani. This is actually from 1958. One place to find it is it's in Halmos-Hilbert space problem book. Every unitary operator is a product of four symmetries. Now, a symmetry is a self-adjoint unitary. That's what the symmetry is. So, and these are just operators, unitary equivalent to something like this. And although these can be finite dimensions, but the proof shows that you can, again, the four symmetries up here are all generic. So this is on H's. Plus H. Then there is from 1981, there is a skew version of this. Irajavi. Every invertible operator is a product of seven involutions. And again, these are just operators similar to this. And you can also take them generic. As an aside, well, these are the, you know, more in line with the rest of the talk because I'm multiplying. There are products of things from one unitary orbit. There are products of operators in one similarity orbit. Other special things similar to maybe the multiplicative analog of the result that every operator is a sum of five nilpotents of order two is result of Fung and myself from 1986. Every invertible operator is a product of six unipotents of order two. And unipotent, these are just identity plus nilpotent. N squared is zero and N is not zero. But these may not be similar to each other. So So this is just as an aside here. So the question is, here's two questions. First, look at the general unitary group. Suppose U be the unitary group. And just take one unitary operator and not scalar plus compact. And look at the unitary orbit of this, and the question is, what's the multiplicative semigroup? Well, semigroups are all multiplicative here, so I'll write it now. Multiplicative semigroup. Generated. By the unitary orbit of this one operator U. Of course, this says if the operator is this, then the semigroup is the whole unitary group, and four will suffice. And second question is about the general. Take the general linear group, the group of invertible elements, and start with a specific T there, and again, not scalar plus compact. And you ask the same thing now about the semigroup generated by the similarity orbit. Okay, and here are some answers. The answer to the first question is the full unitary group. So again, just given U unitary, not scalar plus compact, then every unitary V is a product of a finite number. Operators in unitary orbit of U. And there is no upper bound here. No upper bound can exist on the finite number, because, for example, if you start with something very close to the identity, then you have to multiply a lot of them to get away from the identity. But another result will remind you of something that Ken said yesterday. The essential numerical range helps. Zero belongs to the interior of the essential numerical range of U. Well, this O is the interior, the topological interior. Then eight operators of phi. That's the unitary orbit. If I say U, the unitary orbit of U to the power 8 equals the whole unitary group. And if 0 just belongs to possibly the boundary, then 16 suffice. Let me just write an independent corollary here. Every proper invariant semigroup, invariant means invariant under conjugation, or you might call it normal subgroup, just it's the same definition as normal group, except you have normal semigroup of the unitary group, is contained in the scalar plus compact. Now that, as Ken noted yesterday, that the subspace version of this has an independent proof. It's older, and so you knew that using finite number you'll get everything, but the question there was to find a small number. But in here, this is the only place I know it comes from. It's probably would be interesting to have an independent, cleaner proof of this, just like the one for subspaces. Cleaner, it doesn't depend on all the usual calculation that involved in things like that. Now for the general linear group, then again, in this case you take the similarity orbit of T, then okay, there exists in this case a universal number N, there exists an N here independent of T, there exists a positive integer N independent of T. Maybe it should be stated first. Such that this is the similarity orbit of T raised to the power N equals. So every invertible operator is a product of finite number of operators similar to T, and there is an upper bound on that, but we did not attempt to find a small number. We just know it can be done with a finite number. 112 will do, but I'm sure you can do it much less than that. So, really want something, n is less than or equal to 100 times. And there is the equivalent thing of this, that also the proper normal semigroup GL of H is contained in scalar plus compact. Okay, so Ken saved me a few minutes by defining what the essential numerical range is. So I'll just say that some of the tools is, of course, again, using operator matrices, usually 3x3, is here is for the unitary group, here is a lemma that's quite useful. If zero, if U is a unitary, and zero belongs to the interior of the essential numerical range, then U is unitary equivalent to an operator matrix with a 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, and stuff here. So that's a useful tool for the unitary group, for the general linear group. There is something from Brown and Pierce's paper in the 60s about commutators. T is not in the scalar plus compact, and this is unitary equivalent. T in this case is similar to something of the form 0, 0 identity, and then stuff here. I won't say anything about the proof, just let me raise here the questions that I mentioned already before. Find clean proofs of corollaries. As I mentioned, for the subspace, but it's been known for a long time that the equivalent thing for corollary is here for, now this, it's for subspaces of B of H. If they're invariant under similarity or under unitary equivalence, then it's either the full B of H or in C of I plus K of H. And this here depends on all the calculation involving and multiplying, in some cases 112. And of course, find smaller number. Find small numbers. I also would like to note there is a finite dimensional results in a paper by myself, Gronenfelder, Mladic, Rajavi, and myself. This is in 2001. There are finite dimensional which is a little more complicated because the determinant is a complication, and also it's over fields, also smaller fields is an exception, and smaller dimension exceptions, but for example, things work for SLN of a field F, if N is not too small and F is not too small, but I won't mention details about this, so thank you very much.